I'm going down, down, baby, your street in a Range Rover. Street sweeper, baby, cocked, ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa, what? Listen to it pound. Light it up and take a puff. Pass it to me now.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
You can find me in St. Louis, rolling on dubs, smoking on dubs and clubs, blowing up like cocoa puffs, sipping bub, getting perved and getting dubbed. Daps and hugs, mean mugs and shoulder shrugs. Yeah. And it's all because accumulated enough scratch just to navigate it wood decorated on chrome, and it's candy painted, fans fainted while I'm entertaining. Wild, ain't it?
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
How me and Money end up hanging. I hang with Hannibal Lecter, hot shh. So feel me when I bring it, sing it loud.
I'm from the loot and I'm proud.
Run a mile for the cause, I'm righteous above the law. Player, my style's raw, I'm born to Mac like Todd Shaw.
Forget the fame
and the glamour. Give me D's with a rubber hammer.
My grammar, B's.
Ebonics, gin and tonic and chronic. F bionic, it's ironic. Slamming inward like onyx. Lunatics till the day I die. I run more game than the Bulls and Sonics. I'm going down, down, baby, your street in a Range.
On 1340 WKGN.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour 3 is brought to you by MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code Knoxville when you deposit. Wish I was a little bit stronger last night on the Chiefs and the under. I told you that was my leans. Cashed in. Wish I would have could take full credit for that. But tonight, I do like, if you're looking for some action, I have an official recommendation. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
You're ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
The Sacramento Kings.
Here we go again.
-2.5 at home against the Phoenix Suns.
I expect Iman Shumpert to have a big game.
Iman Shumpert is no longer there. He's in Brooklyn.
He'll always be a Sacramento King to me.
He will always be Kings guard Iman Shumpert to you. The Kings, -2.5, gets my official stamp of approval. The Kings have been playing well. The Suns coming off of a back-to-back. Take the Kings.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one.
And you're going to take the Suns?
I'm going to take the Suns in that game.
Cam, put it on the board.
Well, it doesn't have to be a board bet.
No, you want to disagree with me? You want to be a tough guy? You want to be a big, strong, tough guy?
All right, I'll be a big, strong, tough guy.
Yeah, put it on the board.
Give me the Suns. I'm on a run lately. Suns +2.5.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I'm on a heater lately.
Name the name three players from the Phoenix Suns.
Three players from the Phoenix Suns?
Who you just bet on?
Steve Nash.
Wrong.
He played there.
He did.
I feel like that should count.
It doesn't.
Three current players for the Phoenix Suns.
Three current Phoenix Suns.
They were near the top of the draft last year.
Okay, who'd they draft?
Who did they draft last year? Who did they draft?
Who?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Well, let's see.
You're not going to get it. They traded their pick down.
Oh, they traded? Yeah.
They picked in the first round, but you're not going to get it.
I have no idea any players on the Phoenix Suns.
You can't name one player on the Phoenix Suns. Ask for three. You can't name one?
Probably not.
And you're on here trying to argue with me? Who can name many Phoenix Suns players?
You should know at least two, Cody.
This is sad.
Phoenix Suns.
You talk about sports for a living.
Give me a hint.
You talk about sports for a living.
Yeah. How would we get by as a show without my knowledge of the Phoenix Suns?
Somehow we do. Somehow we manage.
It's amazing.
Because I have to pick up the slack.
Well, thank God somebody knows all the Phoenix Suns players. I guarantee you nobody else at this station, maybe two other guys at the station. The NBA guys that like the NBA here would know the Suns. If you asked Russell this, I don't think he could name any either. I don't think Bear
you think could name one.
I don't think Bear could name any.
I don't know if they could or not.
I'd say all the guys before us could, like Chance, Brandon, Rick. Brandon could. Brandon could. I don't think there's anybody on the drive that could. I know Trey could.
Is that who you want to be?
Could Nate and Houston?
Is that who you want to surround yourself with?
Could Nate and Houston? I bet Nate and Houston couldn't either.
They'd probably get two max.
Maybe.
They'd probably get two max. There's two guys that you probably should know. That's why I made it three.
I'd give Nate and Houston one between them.
Okay.
I mean, I would know if I got a hint, probably.
One's suspended right now.
A Phoenix Suns player is currently suspended.
Yep.
What position does he play?
He's a big man.
He's a big man.
Yep.
Anthony Davis is not there. He's
a
Laker.
Know that.
DeMarcus Cousins is not there.
He's also a Laker. You should also know that.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think of the guys I know.
For some reason, you started just with two Lakers players as your guest for Phoenix Suns.
Big guy. Is he a white guy or black guy?
He's black.
Black guy. Big black guy. It's like 7-footer, like power forward.
He's 6'11", 7 foot, somewhere around there.
Kendrick Perkins is not
there. He is on the jump now. He is a media member. It was really annoying, by the way. He laughs at everything he says. His fake laugh is killing me.
Did this guy play at Kentucky?
He did not play at Kentucky.
He did not play at Kentucky.
He had a scandal in college as well, so he's had a scandal in college, and then he gets suspended in the NBA. His whole career has been marred by scandal.
Oh, DeAndre Ayton.
Okay, you got one.
Okay. There's one.
You should know the other one that did go to Kentucky, though.
That did go to Kentucky. They'd have another guy who went to Kentucky.
It's not John Wall.
He was on the team that almost went undefeated. No, it is not John Wall. He plays for the Wizards.
Kid Gilchrist.
Or that team won the national championship, not the team who almost went undefeated.
He's a point guard.
He's a guard.
A guard, not a point guard.
They had him playing point guard last year, but he's not really a point guard. So this year they brought a point guard in, so he's
Harrison
been playing better.
Harrison Barnes.
A point guard, not a guard, didn't go to Kentucky.
Let's see. No, I'm thinking of somebody else. I was thinking of the Harrison brothers.
Okay. I don't think either one of them are in the league anymore.
Let's see. Went to Kentucky. Pretty big name, huh?
Fairly big.
Kid Gilchrist, is that who I'm thinking?
Not
Did I just say him?
Yeah, it is not on that team. It is not the team that won the national championship. It is the team that almost went undefeated and lost to Wisconsin.
White guy, black guy?
Yes.
Okay, so he's kind of in the middle. Kind of in the middle. I know who it is. It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of the name. Can you give me his initials?
Nope. I'm going to keep here sitting
here. Can you give me his second name initial?
B.
One initial. Okay, so his last name starts with B. It's not Bogdanovich.
Nope, not Bogdanovich.
It's not Larry Bird.
Nope. Not him either.
It's on the tip of my tongue. When you tell me, I'm going to hate myself because I should know it.
Tony Braxton.
Oh, no, I would have never got that.
Devin Booker.
Okay. Oh, Devin Booker. Yeah, Devin Booker. I would have known. I should have known.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got DeAndre Ayton.
Did you get DeAndre Ayton?
I got that one on my own.
Got that one on your own.
All I had was big guy who had a scandal. That's all I had.
In college and the pros.
And I got
it. And suspended.
And I got it.
I don't think you get to say you got that one on your own.
I got it.
I don't think
60% on my own.
30% on your own.
Give me majority.
No, absolutely not.
I got half a Suns player. Give me half a Suns player. I think that's better than anyone on the drive would have gotten. And I think Russell and Nate and Houston could only have gotten DeAndre Ayton.
I'm not even going to try to get you a third player.
I couldn't guess one.
But just please note.
I don't know how many NBA. I could name probably 50 NBA players.
Please just note, Talk Sporters, that I gave you a prediction on the Kings. Cody argued with me without being able to name one Phoenix Sun player.
Well, it's not going to change the fact if the Suns cover 2.5.
No, it will not.
Why would I need to know anything about the NBA anyway?
Well, that's my point. You don't have to. That's fine.
Because you know everything that could possibly be known about it.
You don't need to. That's fine. I just don't appreciate you trying to argue with me just for the sake of arguing with me. That was my real
That's part of
point
what
there.
I do.
Oh, well, another
that's
part
of what
you
I
do,
do
is go straight to hell. Headline, CM McClure. There we got go. Like 8 minutes. Hurry.
Oh, my God. Why do we?
Because it took you forever. Don't blame
Kentucky.
Me.
Kentucky had
speaking of Devin Booker.
Speaking
segue.
Of Devin Booker and Anthony Davis and John
and
Wall.
Michael and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
And DeMarcus Cousins.
And Tony Braxton.
Kentucky had another scare last night.
Yeah, they did.
They lost to Evansville last week. You know, last night they struggled by Utah Valley. Now, they did win the game, but they struggled. They struggled. It was only 82-74, and it was close late. At Rupp Arena, Kentucky, a 25-point favorite in this one, the same as they were in that game with Evansville, which they lost. So Kentucky not playing very good basketball right now. Very confused. Very confused. They beat Michigan State to kick off the season, and now they're struggling with these lowlifes.
Yeah, and they looked pretty good against Michigan State. Although, I don't know if you guys remember, but my take coming out of that game was I still feel like Michigan State was clearly the better team. I don't know if you remember, I said Michigan State just kept missing wide open jumper after wide open jumper. Like, they just couldn't hit threes. I came out of there feeling like Kentucky was not better than Michigan State. And, you know, they had some big shots from that Maxie kid or whatever, but Michigan State really lost that game compared to Kentucky winning it, as far as I was concerned coming out of that game.
Well, Kentucky avoids the upset, so we'll see how the Cats progress. Don Cherry says he would not apologize as a condition for his return to Sportsnet. You remember the story last week? Don Cherry said he's a Canadian broadcaster.
Talked about the immigrants not supporting the troops.
The immigrants don't support the troops. Don Cherry's doubling down. They would have allowed him to come back to Sportsnet had he apologized. He says, nope, not apologizing. He said he still maintains he was not singling out minorities.
To his credit, he did just say immigrants.
He just said immigrants in general. So
that could be Americans who have moved to Canada.
Could
that
be.
Was a distinction we made when discussing it. Like, we were asking like who even immigrates to Canada, but he didn't specify. So it wasn't all the way racist. Maybe it wasn't racist at all.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
He's not apologizing, though. He said,
was nationalist. And some people believe that nationalism is okay. You should love your country and support your troops.
I think we love our country a little too much.
Okay, either way.
We should support the troops, of course.
We love the troops.
I distinguish between troops and country.
I understand.
I don't think it's the same thing.
I think you should be able to do that.
Everybody supports the troops.
Yep.
Rick Barnes said yesterday that he does not think Tennessee and Memphis will renew the series after the three-game set is complete. So we play.
Let's talk about that next. Let's do that next.
Okay, we'll talk about that next segment then. All right, sounds great. Here's one for you. Derek Dooley had a quote on Missouri's struggling offense. He said, "We're kind of a little bit in football hell right now." That was Derek Dooley's quote on the Mizzou offense as Tennessee gets ready to face their former coach.
Okay.
"We're kind of a little bit in football hell right now," he said. "We're kind of a little bit in football hell right now."
Getting closer.
We're kind of a little bit.
You're doing too much Pruitt in it.
Too much Pruitt. That's not a lot of Pruitt.
There's too much in there.
Pruitt.
Cam, you hear it, right? The Pruitt in there.
Yeah, I'm hearing the Pruitt.
Pruitt's a lot slower.
Yeah, but you got a little bit too much of the gravel at the top.
Pruitt's slower than Derek.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand the difference, but you had a little Pruitt in there.
We're kind of a little bit in football hell right now.
Dooley's more of a lawyer. Go more lawyer.
We're kind of a little bit in football hell right now.
A little
now.
Close. Closer.
Let me think about Derek Dooley. Guys, we're kind of in a little bit of football hell right now.
No.
Guys,
I'm not hearing it.
Okay. Well, can't win them all. So anyway, he said Missouri's kind of in a little bit of football hell right now.
I believe I heard that once or twice.
All right. Hey, there's Trey. Hey, back the blue. All right. Danny Green. Trey's got a new hat. He's a big back the blue guy. Danny Green threw down a rare dunk last night against the Hawks.
That was on Sunday.
Sunday against the Hawks. Did you know? Hang on. Danny Green
dunked on Sunday and then got drug tested on Monday.
You took my headline.
Well, you struggled with it.
I was getting ready to make it clear.
I just chopped it up and put it in a box and gave it to the audience myself.
He got immediately drug tested post-game just because he threw down a crazy dunk. Why do you have to drug test everybody just because they can dunk? I mean, suddenly if I could dunk a basketball, you assume I'm on drugs? I mean, what's the deal with that?
Yes, I would. If you were able to dunk, I'd be like, what the hell is Cody on now?
I don't know that there's a drug that could make me dunk. I don't think there is.
Take them all to find out.
There's definitely a drug that could make me dunk in my head, but to actually do it, I don't think they make a drug like that. So that's neat. Today's International Men's Day.
About damn time. It's about time the men get some respect and appreciation around here.
Careful now. It's also National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day.
me a Coca-Cola to celebrate.
If that's not a PR stunt for the soda industry, I've never seen one. National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day.
They have to throw whipped caffeine on there.
Just call it Soda
Day. None of that damn LaCroix stuff.
Oh, that stuff's awful. You can't call it National Pop Day, National Soda Day. So it got to be Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine. I've had mine.
All right, let's talk about Penny Hardaway, Memphis, that whole series next. Let's talk sports. It's Fan Run Radio. right, Cody, tell me about this Penny Hardaway Memphis, Tennessee series. Give it to him, please.
Well, basically, he just said, Rick Barnes said yesterday he did not think that the series would continue. So we played Memphis last year, of course. We got him this year, December 14th. There's beef between Barnes and Penny, and after next year's meeting in Nashville, that may be the last one for a while.
I don't think it's surprising, right?
It's kind of surprising to me. I feel like the beef is good. Like, we'd want to keep playing them. I don't see any problem with – I mean, what's the deal? They just don't – Barnes doesn't want to shake his hand or
– Well, I mean, I think Penny's the one that's had the problem with Barnes.
Yeah, but why would the series not continue?
Because Tennessee doesn't need it, I don't think.
You think Memphis needs it more than
I think Memphis needs it more than Tennessee, and Memphis can act like they don't need it, and that's fine. Maybe Memphis doesn't, quote, need it either, but Memphis needs to get back on Tennessee's football schedule, I think. And I think the thought process behind this was them playing basketball, we'll see how this goes, and then maybe we can get it on a football schedule as well. We'll continue both rivalries. Because Tennessee, Tennessee being on Memphis's football schedule, if you're playing a road game in Memphis, maybe that helps you with recruiting in Memphis. Maybe it helps you there. And with Tennessee, Tennessee would then be benefiting Memphis by, you know, selling out their stadium.
I don't know if I want them on the football schedule.
I'm not scared of Memphis football.
I'm not scared of them, but I'm just saying you want to try to make that a rivalry?
No, I'm not saying I'm not saying I want to. No. I'm saying that I think Tennessee and Memphis could kind of help each other out a little bit in that regard.
But would it just be like if they were to do that? You're not talking about it like a permanent rivalry.
No, I'm just saying, like, get back on the schedule with the basketball rotation. Do, like, a three-year series or whatever the same way. Or, you know, we used to play Memphis semi-frequently, you know, the last 20 years, 30 years.
But don't play them every year in football.
I'm not saying that, no.
Because I would hate to play them every year in football and they continue to be good and then we still schedule a tough opponent.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Although, I don't know. I kind of do like games that matter.
I mean, either way, whatever. I'm just saying, like, I think the basketball rivalry – Tennessee doesn't need Memphis. Tennessee has obviously shown that they'll schedule a lot of good teams. Tennessee gets in preseason tournaments.
Yeah,
you know, just
Kansas.
The last like 4 years, we've played North Carolina in a home and home.
Villanova. Kansas.
Villanova wasn't a home and home though, right? Villanova
no,
was just
a tournament.
Yeah, it was a tournament. But we get into good preseason tournaments too. Like, we're in that 1 and 2 years with, you know, a bunch of top 10 teams. Villanova, Carolina, I think was in there. Like, we are, I don't want to say a blue blood by any means, but we are a premier college basketball program right now. And I'm not saying Memphis can't get in those same tournaments or whatever, but I'm just saying Tennessee has obviously been scheduling really good in basketball. Wisconsin, home and home.
Why can we not get Kansas at home?
We probably could.
I mean, we're going up there for the Big 12 SEC thing.
That's just kind of the way the conferences do it. So, like, maybe next year, you might even see that next year, a rematch. That would be pretty cool because Tennessee is going to be a top 10 team, and Kansas, I assume, will still be a top 10 team. So maybe you just say, hey, Kansas, you're headed back to Tennessee. Or maybe they'll give you Texas and you get Marcus Shaka Smart. Not Marcus Smart.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Not Marcus Smart. He is a Celtics player. But Shaka Smart might bring Texas into top 10 Thompson Bowling.
Marcus Smart played for Oklahoma State.
He did.
Who do we play?
He didn't attack the fan. By the way, we didn't
that
mention.
That was that Texas Tech fan that was a jerk.
We didn't that mention that
jerk.
Today is the is it the 15-year anniversary of the Malice in the Palace?
Yeah.
Do you remember where you were when you found out about that?
I was in the palace.
You were there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was pretty wild.
Yeah?
Yeah. About what you'd expect.
Just crazy?
Yeah.
Tensions high?
There was a player coming into the stands fighting. Fans.
Many players.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
Yeah. One that's really known.
Sure.
Known
and
for
he, of course, is.
Hitting, for hitting the.
And he, of course, is named.
The Pacers.
Yeah. His name is, of course, you say is really well known. And we're, of course, you're referring to.
The player that.
Not Jermaine O'Neal, because he was on the court.
The player that punched the fan.
Yeah. Jermaine O'Neal almost killed
if
that guy on
the court.
If you
didn't put me on the spot, I could have told you.
Steven Jackson went in the stands, but just to help his infamous team.
Give me the first letter of the last name, and I'll tell you.
The first letter of the last name?
Yes.
W.
It's not W.
It is.
Yeah. Oh. Why are you going to put me on the spot? I could have told you this.
Sorry. Let's move on.
Give me his first initial, too.
M.
Are you being serious?
I'm being 100% serious.
Marcus Wagner, Mark.
We'd have to move on. I'm sorry for putting you on the spot. I just thought it was funny to say it was really well known, but you didn't know him. So
the guy that actually hit the fan?
Yeah, M.W.
Martel.
No.
Mike.
Mm-mm.
Manny.
Not Manny, no.
What's the second letter of the first name?
The second letter of the first name is E.
Mello.
Okay, getting closer. Mello makes his debut tonight.
Mel.
Sorry, we can move on. I didn't mean
Melvin Williams.
One. That's close. We can move on.
That was not his name.
M.W.
Give me the third letter of the first name.
T.
Metal World Peace.
There you go. Yeah.
That's an interesting name.
Ron Artest was his name at the time.
And you didn't actually give me the right, because I asked for the first letter of the last name.
World is the is his last name.
Then what is Peace? His third name?
I think it's his hyphen. It's like a hyphen situation. His name is Meta World Peace. So, I mean, I don't
know. So is World the middle name, or is it part of the last name?
I thought it was part of the last name. Because, like, on his jersey, it's supposed to say World Peace.
Is that an actual name?
He changed his name legally to that, yeah.
What is Meta, then?
I don't know. His name at the time
But we all remember him going into the stands.
His name at the time was Ron Artest.
It was Ron Artest.
But he changed his name to Meta World
Peace. See, I would have gotten Ron Artest.
Oh, would you have?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I would have.
Well, you were there. You were a kid. You might have blocked a lot of this out. Like, I'm not going to blame you here because you could have just been repressing some memories.
Yeah. It was a difficult time for me.
Yeah, I'm not going to judge you here.
To see that.
You were just repressing some memories.
Let's move on.
Well, you said you were there. I just wanted to see how you felt. Scared, obviously.
Scared.
And you blocked a lot of it out.
I've blocked out the memories of being there. Much violence.
I remember getting home from a high school basketball game and just turning on the TV and be like, whoa.
What is Metal World Peace doing?
At the time, the Pacers were my favorite team.
Wait a second. That's Ron Artest. Did Ron Artest really change his name to Metal World Peace?
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
I thought those were
career.
Two different people.
Late in his career.
If you ask me of those two, I would have said those are two different people.
Some would say they were. One was a hard-nosed kid from Chicago, and the other is a guy who was, I don't know what he was doing necessarily.
Trying to be John Lennon?
I don't know what he was trying to do.
Trying to be John Lennon or something.
Honestly. He was on Celebrity Big Brother last year. It was a little weird.
Should have got him a Yoko.
Sure.
Have you ever seen that video of Chuck Berry and John Lennon playing guitar together?
Nope.
And Yoko starts doing that thing she did with like the...
Dancing around?
No, with the voice. The,
I don't know.
She kind of sounded like when Cam does the turkey cluck.
Do it again?
That turkey voice, Cam. That's kind of how Yoko sounded when she sang.
Okay.
And she was doing that, and Chuck Berry looked at her like he was going to kill her. It's like one of the meanest looks you've ever seen, because him and John Lennon are just playing.
Rocking.
They're rocking.
Just two
rocking
boys
and rolling.
Rocking out, two legends.
And then she starts doing her whatever she does in the background, and Chuck Berry could have... just blown up his face, the anger in his face.
Would we rather Texas come here next year or Kansas?
Because of the Barnes connection, I'd still rather have a chance to beat. No, Texas.
Texas. Go Cam, Texas. Who would you rather have come in here next year in the SEC Big 12 Challenge? Because usually it rotates home and away because, you know, we went to TCU and then we had West Virginia come in, right? Is that how that worked?
Yeah. I'd get Kansas. I like bigger names.
Or no, did we rotate? No, I think do we have back-to-back home games?
We had
TCU was Barnes' second year.
Third year we had Kansas State here.
And then we had West Virginia here last year. So maybe it doesn't rotate home and away.
Was that last year?
Was it not? Yeah, it was last year because we lost them in football and we beat them.
Aren't you missing a year?
Aren't you missing a year?
Didn't we play Iowa State at some point? Or am I just dreaming that up?
No, we might have. I don't know. I don't remember.
No,
we didn't get to play in the Big 12 Challenge 1 year. We didn't get in because they only have 10 teams and we have 14.
Hmm.
So we didn't get to play it 1 year. So maybe that's where we missed our road game, maybe?
I can't remember the timeline. I do know we played Kansas State here because I remember going to the game.
Yeah. That was with Donnie, though, wasn't it?
No, that was Barnes.
Yeah, we played at Iowa State last year.
Last year?
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. And we played 2 years ago.
Was West Virginia not a part of the challenge?
2 years ago.
This was in 2018. Yeah, my bad. I think I get this
one. So 2 years ago, we played at Iowa State.
Yes.
Yeah, January 2018.
And okay. The year before that, we played Kansas State here.
Okay. So we played West Virginia. I know we played West Virginia last year because we lost to them in football, and that was our revenge game. So it was Iowa State 2 years ago. We won that game, right? That was when Iowa State stunk. Okay, yeah. I remember now.
So it does alternate every other year.
Okay, yeah, so we'll have a home game.
So it was at TCU, Kansas State, at Iowa State.
Yeah, Iowa State stunk. I remember, we killed them.
Now we're at Kansas. So, yeah, if we could get
68-45. Domination.
Yeah. If we could get Kansas or Texas at home next year, that would be pretty sweet.
Cam, did you weigh in on who you would rather have between Kansas and Texas?
I said Kansas because I like bigger names.
Okay.
I
do think it'll be one of those teams because I do think Tennessee is going to be a top two. I think Tennessee is going to head into next year as one of the two premier programs. Like whatever's happening with Mike White in Florida doesn't seem like it's going to shake out well.
But would they give us Kansas 2 years in a row?
I don't know.
We played maybe last year, but it was a preseason tournament.
Yeah, maybe the reason we got Kansas this year. Okay, I was going to say maybe the reason we got Kansas this year is because Kentucky already had them on the schedule this year. In that preseason tip-off?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I'd be cool with Texas or even hosting like an Oklahoma or,
okay,
you know, get a little Lon Kruger action.
All right.
No Trey Young there anymore.
No Trey Young or Buddy Hield.
But they're still typically.
Buddy Hield's going to be balling tonight as the Kings knock off the Suns.
They're a typical tournament team, though.
Sure.
Is Buddy Hield kind of are you a fan of him because you like Trey Young? Is he like your
Buddy Hield's been pretty good.
Your Trae Young before Trae Young?
I liked Buddy Hield while I was at Oklahoma. I did like Buddy Hield while I was at Oklahoma.
He's a great college player.
Yeah. So I root for him too. I like the Kings.
Baylor could be a good one.
Okay. I do think we'll get I think heading into next year this basketball program will be one or two. Probably two, let's be honest. Behind Kentucky. Yeah. Kentucky's the premier brand of SEC college basketball.
Probably behind Pearl.
You think Auburn's going to be a bigger brand name than Tennessee next year? I mean, Tennessee's going to be a top 10 team preseason.
I mean, they're usually right there. It's usually between those three.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at you got to take arena into account. A name brand, we're still a bigger name brand in basketball than Auburn is. Didn't make a Final Four last year.
They do have Bruce Pearl.
Nah, we still got a bigger name brand.
Than Auburn?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we obviously have a better home environment.
Yeah, we're still a bigger name brand.
I think we're a better program all time, but, well, I mean, they got a Final Four.
I feel confident that we will play either
Charles Barkley.
Texas or Kansas next year in Knoxville.
Charles Barkley.
We do have Charles Barkley. That is correct.
We don't have Charles Barkley or
I don't know how much Charles Barkley, who went to school there like in the early 80s, moves the needle, but okay.
I mean, just talking all-time program.
Bernard King is probably Barkley won MVP.
Not as well known, though.
Depends by whom you're speaking to. The old heads, they love Bernard King.
Old heads here.
Old heads.
Old heads in
the NBA.
You take an old head.
Bernard King is a legend, bro.
You take an old head in Indiana, do you think he's...
Depends how old they are. They probably didn't like Charles Barkley, bro.
Yeah, but way more people know Charles Barkley than... No, Bernard King.
I don't know. Bernard King was a better basketball player in college, I feel like. Right?
Basketball purists probably would say Bernard King.
Bernard King played in New York City, bro. Played in the Mecca.
Yeah, but Charles
He had
Barkley,
the Garden Rocket.
He's been the face of the NBA.
He averaged 33 points a game 1 year. Bernard King was a baller.
That's awesome. I love him. I prefer him because I'm a Tennessee fan.
I'm just saying, he played in the Mecca.
But Charles Barkley has been on television now
Barkley's been on TV a long time.
Many years.
Yep, he has been. You were right about that.
I'm saying you take if you take anyone between the ages of 18 and 38 ask them.
Sure. But what about 70, 60 to 80?
Well, probably, I think a lot of them would probably say Barkley too.
Still
but,
say Barkley? Okay.
I guess a lot of them would say Bernard King.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Do a lot of 77-year-old guys have a strong opinion on this? Or
depends. I would say there's a lot of people in New York City who think Bernard King's the most underrated basketball player of all time.
He probably is.
I think many people would say that.
It's a shame he didn't have a big career, you know.
He had a pretty big career, but the alcohol, I think he had some alcohol problems, and he blew his knee out before you could fix knees.
Yeah.
That was an issue.
I don't know what could have ever made basketball bigger for us here, you know, like pro basketball. I mean, probably if we had like a star.
College stats aren't even close.
If we had like a star that Mark played.
Mark King was so much better in college than Charles Barkley was.
Well, yeah. I would expect that.
Yeah. Either way.
It would have helped if we could have had like a big-time player in the 80s or 90s in the NBA.
Allen Houston was okay, I guess.
Yeah, but
I mean, I'm just saying, like, he was
okay. We could have had a Magic.
Yeah.
Or
I mean, if you'd have had Magic Kareem. Or if Michael Jordan happened to go to Tennessee, like, that probably would have helped.
I wasn't even saying Michael Jordan.
Well, you went with Magic.
Well, that's a different level than
many
Michael
people
Jordan.
Would disagree. Many people would say that
Magic's better than Jordan.
Many people would put both in the top five. I didn't say he's better, but many people would put both in the top
Kareem.
Five. Also in the top five.
Kareem.
Yeah, most in the top five and, you know, really decorated.
I mean, even if we could have had a John Stockton
okay,
or something.
Okay, you know? There you go. Like, if John Stockton would have gone to Tennessee, we probably would have done wonders.
If we could have
had a scrappy white point guard.
If we could have had like a top 20.
Running the most pure basketball play of all time, just a nice little pick and roll, just a nice little two-man game.
If we could have had a top 20 player in the 80s and 90s, you
sure.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, you just went with like a number two player in the 80s and 90s.
I mean, obviously it helps
like
to
Magic's
have Magic.
Probably number two. Magic's probably number two of the 80s and 90s.
And if Pearl could have gotten to that Final Four.
Yeah, if we just would have beaten that damn pesky Draymond Green.
Yeah, that pesky Draymond Green. There's a few things in history that could have been different. Like, you give Bernard King a better career, limit the alcoholism. You make Allen Houston is a top 10 NBA player. And then Pearl gets that Final Four. I think we're regarded as one of the 10 best programs. Is that too high? Maybe that's too high.
I feel like you have to make a Final Four, but you said Pearl.
That's what I'm saying. You
get
Pearl that one Final Four. Are we top 10's too high.
Top 10's too high.
Top 20.
Yeah, I'd feel confident saying that.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I would. I mean, like, if you're just taking, like, again, not taking historical things into account, but I'd say we're still close to top 20 right now in terms of basketball programs.
As far as current situation?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
I think we're top 10 right now, current situation.
I'm just saying, you know, you take facilities, and especially if you, I know you can't lump the Lady Vols in there, but
I mean, we have a basketball Thompson Hall
Bowling's
of Fame
had,
here.
Yeah, Thompson Bowling's had some good memories, I guess.
We do have the most prominent face in the history of the women's game.
That's,
I mean,
100% accurate.
I think that matters.
And one of the 10 biggest in all of college basketball.
I think that matters.
I'd still say if you take and combine men's and women, she's still top, maybe top five, but I'd say top 10 comfortably.
Yeah. She, just behind Wooden and Coach K and, like, I mean, she's up there.
That's what I'm saying.
We have a Hall of Fame here. We have a...
You think it kind of hurt our men's program?
You know, people have asked that over the years. Yeah. Surely not. How would that hurt the men's
program?
It
hurts when you think about college basketball in Knoxville, you think about women's basketball. It probably can't help.
I don't know. If you take a high school kid that knows nothing and you bring them here and they see a basketball on a building in downtown, they're probably like, oh, that's cool.
Maybe.
And then you just don't tell them what it is. It's just like, we love our basketball here.
We love hoops.
Men's
here.
And women's.
There's two things we love in Knoxville, the troops and hoops.
Troops and hoops. That's what we're all about here.
Yep. Yep.
And local radio.
We love our local radio, especially John Reed and Sam McClure and Cam Black. So I'm cool with not playing Memphis anymore.
I'm going to start calling you Jonathan.
I've made yours shorter.
That's how I'm going to counter this.
Yeah, start calling me just J. Reed.
J.R.
Good old J.R. We've got a real slobber knocker here. By God.
Stop the damn match.
He's broken in half.
Stop the damn match.
I don't really have a good J.R.
Look at those puppies.
That's King in the background.
Jerry a lot of King sexual Wallet. Harassment comments from Jerry the King from
just
back in the day.
Just referring to women's breasts as
puppies.
What a creep.
Yeah.
What the early 2000s, Jerry the King Lawler.
Late 90s.
Okay, late 90s yeah. And early 2000s.
And early 2000s, but don't forget the
is
late
that
90s.
Not weird, though, to think about in today's culture? Just every time a diva would come out, he'd say, oh, puppies.
Yeah.
Like, just, yeah. That's kind of weird.
And he would really want, I mean, they did bra and panty matches, which was also pretty weird.
I remember those. I remember them. I watched them as a 12-year-old boy. It's like, wow, how about that?
Sable helped get me through puberty, man.
Sable. Never did it for me.
That was the first Playboy I ever got. My stepdad brought home the Sable edition of Playboy because I made straight A's in fourth grade.
He brought you the actual Playboy?
Yep, brought it home.
Nude
and said,
Sable?
Said, congratulations on your straight A's. I know you wanted this.
You were what, 9? 10?
10?
Probably 10.
Yeah.
That's about the time you start, you know.
She helped me get me through puberty. And then a couple years later, he got me the China edition, or I got the China edition somehow, and that one wasn't as good.
Not as good. Hands
the China edition was not as good as the Sable edition.
China probably had that same thing going that like Brittany Griner has with the too much testosterone or something.
Maybe she had extra testosterone. For
yeah,
sure, but
she had
to Brittany Griner's level.
I don't know.
China was pretty manly.
Pretty manly.
I watched that South Park episode you were talking about.
The strong woman.
Yeah. And the macho man.
Yeah.
Macho man.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
And I think it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that's probably how a lot of people really feel.
It was good political commentary.
Yeah. I think so too.
I appreciated it.
Yeah. Sable didn't do it for you, huh? Stacy Keebler. I was a big Stacy guy.
Yeah.
She's got legs.
Yeah. I like Stacy Keebler. Sable did it for me.
I'd like to just find I bet there's a YouTube clip out there somewhere of just Jerry the King saying dirty stuff about the divas. It's just like.
It's weird.
I remember him talking about Stacy Keebler's legs.
Well, it's weird because they brought him back on TV now. Like, he's back being the Monday Night Commentator.
I saw that.
Yeah. And people don't like it.
It's like, you know, JR, she has 42-inch legs.
Yeah. Jerry the King, Lawler. Let's just type in that.
And the King would be like, I tell you what I'd like to do, or so, he'd say some stuff like that, and JR would be like, What do you mean, King?
Did you ever hear
what are you getting at, King?
I'm surprised that Jerry Lawler's still around based on like they kind of resurfaced his promo on Goldust.
Oh yeah.
You ever hear that one?
Uh-uh.
I'll play it for you during the break. I'm surprised he's still around being on like ESPN's College Game Day doing picks and still like just getting tried out as a legend, which, you know, times are different or whatever, but
he's been through a lot in real life.
Yeah.
Hasn't he had like two sons die? Separate situations.
I know he has at least one, some heart attacks, a bunch of divorces, things like that. Yeah,
he's kinda like Jerry Lee Lewis. He's kinda like the older version. Nah, I don't know if that's a good example. Kinda, sorta.
I don't know if the people appreciate it. I don't know if it needs to be said, but I'm going to say it. We started this dialogue with talking about Tennessee versus Memphis, and we ended it making fun of a Memphis legend.
We got all the way back to Memphis. That's pretty
impressive.
And
that's why we're professionals.
Yeah.
Last call on the other side. Talk Sports, Fan Run Radio. Last call is brought to you by Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled.
In the hills of East Tennessee.
Stop by and pick you up a bottle. The official liquor sponsor of the Knoxville Ice Bears and the Civic Coliseum. So if you are at the Civic Coliseum, if you are at an Ice Bears game, drink some Volunteer Vodka. Support the boys who support us. All right, time to pump the brakes or keep rolling. Cody Mack, you want to go first or second? Second? You want to go second?
Second today.
Okay. Wake County gun instructor. Now give it to me. Apparently accidentally shot himself. A civilian firearms instructor has been injured on an accidental shooting on the job in Raleigh, North Carolina. Deputies say they responded to the shooting range about 20 miles southwest of Raleigh on a call that the instructor had shot himself while reholstering his gun. Investigators say the instructor was taken to a hospital with injuries that weren't considered life-threatening. His name has not been released.
Maybe he was trying to lead by example. Here's what you don't want to do.
Maybe.
Oh.
I don't think that's what it was. I think it was like he was just putting his gun in and it shot him. That's all I got for the story. I was anticipating on going second, but I got a story, so if you want to go now, you can.
Cows have difficult time during a hurricane, but they manage to... interesting discovery in a Colorado basement.
Much better.
No. It was a body encased in concrete found in the basement home of a Colorado man. Authorities in Colorado said there was a possible killing at the apartment in a Denver neighborhood on Friday when they discovered the body of an adult male encased in concrete in the basement. Apparently, detectives did a search warrant. They received information of a possible shooting that took place on November 8th. So the SWAT team served the search warrant at the apartment. They ended up arresting 38-year-old Russell Montoya Jr., and they had to search the residence. Multiple interviews confirmed that a shooting and homicide occurred inside the apartment, so it took them some time to find the body. They couldn't seem to find it, and then eventually... As the crime scene and lab team were processing the crime scene inside the apartment, they found the body as encased in concrete in the basement. So this guy had buried the body in some concrete and managed to get it in the basement. How about that? Isn't that interesting?
It's kind of scary.
A body in concrete.
Yeah.
Probably not the best way to try to hide the body.
Garbage collector finds something interesting.
Hopefully a body.
No.
Yep.
Well vomit.
Hmm?
Well vomit, which is apparently worth over $100,000.
Yep, you can sell well vomit.
Excuse me?
Did you know that before? Like, what is well vomit? What does it do?
I don't remember what you could sell it for, but I do remember it being super valuable. Like, people used to go, like, collect it on beaches if they could find
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
So a guy in Thailand. I can never say that. Thailand. A guy in Thailand, a garbage collector, is about to make some major money after finding an odd piece of trash. He happened to stumble upon a large yellow wax-like mound on the island. On an island, it's a stomach mixture that comes from sperm whales.
It's used well to vomit. Make perfume.
It's worth $102,768. It's used in many perfumes that you spray on your body. When it comes to making this into a fragrance, it passes through many stages. When first regurgitated from the whale, it floats to the surface of the ocean, giving off a foul smell. Once it's all dried out, the smell becomes sweet, giving it a long-lasting effect that makes it common for ingredients and perfumes.
You know what it sounds like when a whale throws up? It just gets louder. Because normally they just go... But when they get to throw up, it goes...
Hey, this is kind of ironic. He says he used to be a fisherman, but a storm destroyed his boat. Now he wanders along the beach looking through rubbish, trying to find valuable things. So a fisherman finds, well, vomit washed up on the shore as he's just now a trash collector. It's kind of poetic. A little bit of irony there. Good irony, though.
The sea taketh away and the sea giveth back.
That's
how would you well know? Said. Was that Hemingway?
It was.
From The Old Man and the Sea?
It was Cameron Black.
Yeah, that's original content there.
Oh, there you go. How would you know whale vomit? Just a huge pile of puke.
It's like kind of like a rock looking kind of thing.
A little bit mixed with like bread, like mold, like bread that's like really hard is what it looks like in these pictures. I don't know.
I want to see. Does it look gross?
Not really gross. I mean, it doesn't look like whale vomit. You see it?
Ew.
Yeah, I mean, it just
looks disgusting.
Yeah. He says he's willing to sell a chunk of the whale vomit and buy a new boat. He wants to become a fisherman again. He wasn't making enough money picking up trash. So,
how much is that worth?
$102,000.
It's a pretty good amount of money.
Yep. You got a story?
Yes, I do. I have, let's see, Gilligan's Island.
Okay, I like that show.
Pump your brakes, kid.
Three cows who were swept off the coast during Hurricane Dorian managed to miraculously survive in a manner perfect for a cow-centered reboot of Gilligan's Island. The cows in question were part of a wild herd of 20 cows that roamed private land in North Carolina. Huh?
I feel like we already rolled on this story.
You just stopped on it. You said Gilligan's Island.
Okay. Was this about the cows from earlier?
a trio of cows who were presumed dead.
You didn't respect the game.
Had swam off to an island. It was just like Gilligan's Island. They found them on an island living there. It's a tremendous story of how they made it, said park spokesman B.G. Horvat to the New York Times. If the cows could talk, imagine the story they could tell you of enduring that rush of water. So in a hurricane, these cows were swept all the way out to an island off North Carolina. You know how far they had to go?
How far?
They managed to swim 5 miles to a barrier island where they lived off the land.
5 hours sounds about like a 3-hour tour.
Five miles.
Yeah, 5 miles seems like a 3-hour tour is what I meant to say. I ruined my joke.
A 3-hour tour.
That was a part of the theme song to Gilligan's Island.
Can you remember the theme song? I used to.
All I remember is a 3-hour
tour. A 3-hour tour. Yeah. I remember that. I used to watch that as a depressed kid.
Why were you depressed?
I don't know. I remember it being a bad time. I think it's when my parents were going through a divorce.
So you turned to Gilligan's Island?
That was part of it, yeah. That was part of it. I watched Gilligan's Island, and I watched Monsters, Inc. a lot.
Did you sympathize with the little girl in Monsters, Inc. who was scared because you were also
maybe.
Scared?
Maybe.
Put that thing back where it came from, or so help me.
Maybe. I don't know. I just remember that being a particularly...
I would have liked to have done a deeper dive into this, much like your dream, and kind of dissect. I wish you wouldn't have said this right at the end of the show. I would have liked to have talked about the feelings of being lost that you probably felt while watching Gilligan's Island, as you were also at home lost in your future, not knowing if you were going to be stranded in a broken home.
Why did my father leave my family?
Yeah, type of thing.
What happened? Was it my fault?
You kind of got deserted at home.
Yeah.
Much like Gilligan and his crew.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember the divorce ever affecting me all that much, but I remember one particular day, and I remember it being a bad day, and I was watching Monsters, Inc., and I was sad. So I don't remember what happened that exact day, but I know it was around that time.
When you see Billy Crystal, do you have any feelings? Do they rush back to you of dread?
No. No, okay. Not really.
Okay. Who's the big guy? Is it John Goodman?
Sully.
Is it John Goodman, Sully?
Yeah.
What about John Goodman?
I love John Goodman.
You love John Goodman because maybe you viewed him as a...
kind of a father
new
figure?
Father figure, a little bit.
In animated form?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He was the safe person saving the child.
Yeah. And you kind of wish that John Goodman would come save you?
Who would you rather have come to your rescue than John Goodman?
Very
I mean, he's basically the guy.
It was a little scary, no brother, where art thou?
Yeah. But he's basically the guy. You need a guy to come knock down the door and save you. It's John Goodman. Always. He did it for Denzel in that Flight movie. Remember?
He did it the opposite way for Denzel in that movie, Fallen. He was the bad guy at the end that came to get Denzel. Spoiler alert. As they sang Rolling Stones, Time Was On My Side.
Great song.
He gave Denzel the demon and killed him. The Drive's up next.